Shalom and good morning. This is Billy Brown. Don't you just love hearing everybody on this line and where they come from and their sometimes their unique accents? I just love it, how representative we are. Last week we had 850 prayers praying together, and we had 48 states. Now, we actually had New Hampshire, two from New Hampshire. I can go, when I go to noon prayer, you know, and find out, you know, we have this ability to tell where people call from, and it was so thrilling. We had Alaska last week. We have Alaska this week. I don't know what two states we didn't have, but I know we had New Hampshire. This morning, thinking of the states who have called in, let's remember in prayer right now those who were hit by the tornado in Alabama. So let's do that. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, how wonderfully, wonderful, marvelously, oh, we just thank you so much that we can join together in prayer. And we believe it counts, Lord. We believe it counts that states across America, from Alaska to Florida, from Maine, Holy Father, down to the Texas border and the California border and the middle Omaha, I heard in there today, Lord. Oh, precious Father, we're just so grateful. We're grateful for this country. We're grateful for its leaders, Lord, that you have given us. We're thankful for freedom, and we ask you to help us keep it. We're going to lift our president, Lord, in just a moment in a greater way. But right now we want to come in behalf of the people who were hit hard in Alabama by the tornado. Holy Father, in the name above all names, the last I heard there were 23 known dead. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we lift up their families. We lift up that you would comfort them. You are the God of all comfort. And we lift up, Father, that economic disaster that has hit some of the people, that you, Father, would restore, and you, Father, would make them rich in your blessings. We thank you for it in the name above all names. There are some things that we want to pray right now. I don't know how many of you are get my tweets, but I did tweet this verse. One of the WWPs sent this verse to me some time back. And right now there's a big move coming against President Trump to keep charges against him until the elections in 2020. And to keep things in a turmoil so that he has to and his staff have to deal with things. There's an impeachment move. And someone sent me this. I thought it was so wonderful. This is a verse that we can use. It is in the Amplified Translation of Romans 8:33. And we're going to use it right now. Here is the verse. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? When it is God who justifies. That is, who puts us in right relation to himself? Who shall come forward and accuse or impeach those whom God has chosen? Will God, who acquits us? And you notice that word impeach. You notice the word accuse. So we're going to lift up our head of the United States of America. Heavenly Father, we're coming in unity. We're in unity, I believe, on this, Father. I would venture to say that most of the people on this call realize that it was you who put Donald John Trump in office. Holy Father, as I wrote in my book, first of all, I truly believe that you did this with my whole heart. I believe that you put Donald John Trump in office. So that would make him your elect. That would make him your choice. And so in the name above all names, together, we lift up Romans 8:33 as it is translated, as it is written in the Amplified Translation, who shall bring any charge against God's elect, Donald John Trump, when it is God who justifies, who puts in right relation to himself, Donald John Trump? Who shall come forward and accuse or impeach those whom God has chosen? Will God who acquits us? Lord God, in the name above all names, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name above all names, the one we call Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in his name, we implore you to guard and protect our president from the strife of tongues. We do say that no weapon formed against him will prosper, and every tongue that is risen against him, he will condemn. Father God, our country is torn, and I know that it's not people so much as it is demonic forces who work down through people to tear and divide, because our Lord Jesus told us that a house divided against itself cannot stand. Heavenly Father, this house we would decree and declare is not divided against itself. We believe the majority of the people, even those, Father, that might be of a different political party, whether Democrats or Republicans, we know there are people, or independents or whatever. We know there are people, Lord, who love you, who adore you. And Father, in the name above all names, sometimes, dear Lord, they don't. Oh, Rabasata, I'm not going to go into all the reasons. But Father, in the name above all names, help us to be united around the cause of Jesus Christ. And around the cause, because it is written in the book of Acts that you bring forth countries. You bring them forth and you establish their borders. And while we're talking about borders, Lord, we pray about that border on the south. In the name above all names, we lift it up to you to protect. We ask you to protect this country because we know you want to use it. And we know, dear Father, that you did establish it as it was written and as it was said to be a lighthouse on a hill. And in that same person also said that if we're not a lighthouse on a hill, we would be, it would not give glory to God. Father, we want to give glory to God. We know that you established Israel to give glory to God. We know that you established Israel to reveal God to the nations. And we do pray right now, Father, that they will, Ilebrahasanda, that in their elections that are coming up, Father, that they will, Ilebraswato, Father, in the name above all names, we join those that are praying. We join those that are praying, Holy Father, that they will have the government that you want in power, that you would put the ones there that would yield to you, Holy Father, that you would put the ones there that would know what to do when their borders are so threatened. In the name above all names, we do thank you. Folks, I'm going to be in Israel. CUFI, Christians United for Israel, has invited me to be one of the leaders along with Cheryl Morrison and Shari Dollinger, to be one of the leaders of a women's tour, a women's leadership tour, pastors' wives, and we're going to be leaving, I think I'll leave March 28th, and return then to do a conference in Maryland. I think I return on the 8th, something like that, but the elections are on the 9th. So I talked on a conference call yesterday with the women going on the group. We always pray that God would send us to Israel at the right time. And he chose these dates. We believe we got the right dates for this women's tour. So we're going to be walking that land And I'll be trying to do my prayer call from there. I believe I can. Usually I can. We will be walking that land during the time that's running right up to their elections. Prayer, oh my. Prayer so that God can move in things. It's like Wesley said, it seems that God can do nothing else except a man on earth ask him. And we're on earth and we're asking him to protect our leaders and to protect Israel's leaders. I want to invite you to a special prayer. And this one is regarding the peace plan proposal. It is expected that our president will offer a peace plan for the so-called Arab-Israeli conflict in Israel. It has to do with the Palestinians and what they call the territories, what they call the West Bank, what they call East Jerusalem. And every president has offered something, which they're all going to fail. All of them are going to fail. If a peace plan is offered, for one thing, the Palestinians will not accept it. Because if they do accept it, they'll be like Sadat. It won't be long until they're assassinated. Because their strong belief that they should never make a pact with Israel. So, if there is a peace plan offered, and oh my goodness, the one George Bush offered, it was so horrible. Had to do with dividing Jerusalem. Now, I believe our president has charged his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, with a great deal of the responsibility of coming up with a peace plan. Supposedly, they're going to offer the peace plan just after the Israeli elections, April 9, so that they will not be seen to be meddling in the elections. This is serious, not because it's going to work, and we think the thing will work, because we know it will be turned down by the Palestinians. But because the United States of America has no business to be offering plans that would divide Israel. Here is the clear word of the Lord as it is written in Joel chapter 3, verse 1, in the King James translation. For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat. That translates, Jehovah shall judge. And I will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. Now I'm going to read it to you from the Amplified translation, Joel 3, 1 and 2. For behold, in those days, and at that time, when I shall reverse the captivity and restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat. And there will I deal with and execute judgment upon them for their treatment of my people and of my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations, and because they have divided my land. A meeting is going to take place in our nation's capital tomorrow. And it's about the peace plan proposal. I know some of the people who will be attending. And we're going to lift up that meeting right now. We're going to lift it up. We're going to pray that Jared Kushner will listen to counsel, godly counsel, biblical counsel. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, we don't want our country to be among those known to have scattered Israel and divided it. We do not want that for the United States of America. And we have our Canadian brothers, sisters on here. We know that they're united with us in this. We do not want anything to come out in a peace plan, so-called, that would bring about the judgment that you've already decreed when you said, if you bless Abraham's seed, you'll be blessed. If you curse, you'll be cursed. And so plainly here in Joel, so plainly here, that those nations that scattered Israel, and they've done it throughout history, conquered and scattered and taken your people into slavery. But then there's the line, Lord, about dividing the land. It's so clear in the Bible, Father. I don't know that everybody can see it, but I see it, Lord. I see how clearly you define the borders, how clearly you mark them out between Joshua and the high priest, and then, Father, to Abraham, even with greater Israel. Oh, Lord God, in the name above all names, please, in any meetings, and the meeting that I happen to know about, oh God, may your presence be there. Be there with your holy angels. Be there with your holy, strong presence of God. And move upon the people who know better to speak. And the people who need to hear, open their ears. Father, in the name above all names, open the ears of Jared Kushner. Open him to hear. And Father, put the wise counsel in mouths and open ears to hear. Oh, bracito. Let's pray in the Spirit. Let's pray in the Spirit about this, folks. Oh, Father, in the name above every name, we know that you love those people that are called Palestinians. And I know, Father, because I've been there, I know that so many of them are pro-Israel. They don't want to be ruled by the Hamas. They don't, the majority. They don't want to be ruled by them, Lord. But they're afraid. Oh, Father. In the name above all names, they have been put into a position of cursing Israel, and so many of them don't want to do that. So we're asking you to move among those peoples. I'm sure you're aware that we have in our house three women, and two of them are very strongly made anti-Semitic remarks, and one of them is Representative Omar, and then coming out on her behalf was Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and the House put forth a bill to a motion, rather. I'm going to read you what's in the news about it today. They put forth a resolution, and then Representative Ingalls is trying to squash it. So I'm going to read it to you right now. Progressives defend Omar. This is the headline. Prompting House Democrats to delay voting, condemning anti-Semitism. A House vote on a resolution condemning anti-Semitism following recent comments by Representative Omar, Democrat from Minnesota, has been delayed. As Democrats scramble to rewrite the motion to include all forms of prejudice and progressives, like Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They are coming to the defense of their embattled colleague, Omar. The declaration, which doesn't mention Omar by name, was initially set to be introduced Wednesday. It was to set out the history of anti-Semitism and other bigotry in America and provide examples of anti-Jewish tropes about divided loyalties. It was also supposed to say the House rejects anti-Semitism as hateful expressions of intolerance that are contradictory to the values that define the people of the United States. The resolution effort came after Omar, for at least the second time in recent months, ignited an uproar for echoing anti-Semitic tropes. And then it tells about the two things she said, and the latest one was that supporters of Israel were pushing people to have, quote, allegiance to a foreign country. The resolution was put forth, and now then people are blocking it. The far, far left is attempting to block it to include statements that would make everything, any anti-Latino, any anti-black, any anti the representatives, would make it so inclusive that really probably, I don't know, but anyway, Omar's anti-Semitic comments have prompted calls to remove her from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. A move Republicans say would be an appropriate punishment, as when they stripped Representative Steve King, from committee membership after he made remarks deemed racist. So, actually, to tell you the truth, there's no room. There's no room in our Congress for anti-Semitism. And some of the things that have been put forth are very scary. So let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, we want to be blessing Israel. And those, Father, in our government, in the administration, State Department, Congress, anyone who's anti-Semitic, Father, we'd ask you to remove them from office because we want to come into the place of blessing Israel. Father, we just praise you and give you glory. I want to share something with you that I really haven't shared with anyone except my administrative assistant, Lynn Brim. And I've been invited to go to a meeting at Mar-a-Lago. That's the president's place in Florida. Now, there's a big hall there, I guess. I have never been there. And a meeting is being held there. The co-chair of the meeting is Paula White. There's another co-chair, and it's called APIP, and it has to do with a PAC that's American and Israel. I don't understand all about it. I know different people are being invited. I'm being invited under the heading of faith leaders. So I am going to go. And I was just invited yesterday, and it is coming up very, very soon in March. And I'd like you to pray about it with me and for me. We have a lot of things coming up and we've just been to a lot of things where it's all cost. We go, we fly to the CUFI meetings in South Texas, we fly to other things on the trip for CUFI, which I'll be leading. They're paying my hotel and they're paying my way, but there's no remuneration for it, and I'm away and not out in meetings. We were in a meeting this weekend. Oh, it was a dilly of a meeting in Dilly, Texas. I'm telling you, I was so blessed out of my boots. It was one of the most marvelous meetings. If you're anywhere close to Dilly, Texas, and Pastor Jackie Stevenson and those people, we were so blessed in that meeting, and they blessed us financially. But here's another one that we're going out on, which will be, with the cost of flying, and really to tell you the truth, folks, I couldn't do these things without being able to fly in our plane. And I'm not as young as I used to be. I'm not old, and I'm going to get older. Someone said to me the other day, well, you know, Brother Copeland's growing older. Everybody's growing older. If you're not growing older, you're already passed away. So, but I tell you, I just thank God. And I thank God for those of you. We've received some really nice offerings in January. And I just thank God. But I want you to help me and agree with me. We're going on. We're just now starting. And this is another increase in our budget. We're just now starting on two television networks, two more. One of them is God TV. And another one is the Lester Sumrall. I've forgotten the name of that one. No, it's not. It's the ORU one. And so I just ask you to help me right now as we thank God for his provision. Father, I just want to thank you, and I'm asking these people to pray for me. I want you to pray for me. I want you to pray for my strength. I want you to pray for my health. I want you to pray for our wealth in going for us. Father, in the name of Jesus, I tell you, Lord, hallelujah. The Bible talks about sending people along the way. Paul wrote about that, about sending someone on in their journey. And Father, I just want to thank you for all the ones that send us on our journeys. I want to thank you for the doors you open, Lord. I have to pinch myself. I have to pinch myself to think about it. Oh, Holy Father. And as this one comes open to the Mar-a-Lago meeting, or I don't even know how to say it, Father. But I just thank you for it. I praise you for it. Help me know to use the right fork and the right spoon and to walk with as a representative of you. Holy Father, for whatever reason you're taking me there, may it come to pass, Shelley will be with me. May it come to pass and bear the fruit that you want it to bear. Lord, I trust you for strength. I trust you for Ida Brasante, the blessing in my spirit, in my soul, mind, will, and emotions, and in my body that it takes to function at the top of my ability to serve you. Oh, Father, I know that the ministry is a servant's class. And wherever you call us to serve, everyone on this line, everyone, all the people, I don't know if there's 850 today. I don't know how many they are, but they all love you. And they're all in your service. And you've given each one of them good works. You've ordained, according to visions, good works that they should walk in. I'm asking your blessings on each and every one of us. I'm asking you to make clear your leadings to each and every one of us on this line. And I'm asking you for the wherewithal to do what you've called us to do, that the body of Christ would function and accomplish what the head wants it to. Lord, I praise you. Lord Jesus, I worship you. We worship you, Jesus. We're so thankful for you. We're thankful for what you did 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, it is written in Isaiah 53. You took our sickness and bore our pains. Oh, how blessed we are. Help us walk in it today. Because it says, you will be sated with seeing that we do so. Receive satisfaction today, dearest Jesus, precious Yeshua. Receive satisfaction that what you did is manifest in your body. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. In your name, Holy, in Jesus' name, Holy Father, dearest Lord Jesus, precious Holy Spirit, and thank you for another day of life to serve you. In the name above all names, amen and amen.